Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 346.
What's going on, guys?
We're in our studio here in Abbotsford, Victoria. It is currently 10-2.
he got a message as he pulled his
10 to 11 in the morning. That was annoying. Did you see that happen in real time?
Yeah. Who was it?
It was Till.
Shout out to Till.
Yeah, Till was texting.
Quick shout out to Conspiracy Jimmy. Yep. I mean, he has to listen today or next year on this date. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, boy.
Happy birthday.
Went and had a coffee with him this morning.
How's he going?
Yeah, he's great. He's great.
Any conspiracies?
Nothing this morning. Yeah, just, you know, just having a bit of birthday banter. Mm-hmm. It's always nice.
We'll get to admin in a second, Mr. 97, because the virtual phone lines, i.e. our DMs.
Yeah, they are the equivalent of our phoner system that we have here.
Yeah, and they were going off.
Okay, I mean, yesterday was a big show dedicated to Mr. 97's love life.
And it got mixed reactions.
Just want to say, we didn't plan to even go there. We hadn't spoken before about what we were going to talk on that show. So it just evolves and then ends up just being real meaty.
Big stacks on.
Yeah, somber show. Somber around the office after.
Yeah, I was playing a bit for Bree specifically when 3D Dill just fucking handed it to 97 about, like, look, I'd be apprehensive, I think was the word, which was really strong. But I was trying to find that bit, and every time I pressed play, it was just silence. And I was going, oh.
Yeah, a lot of silence.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll get the responses. But the thing that I wanted to start with was 3D Dill and I and our Victoria Street nightmare.
Well, I'm upset that I missed it, but there is always a good story that comes from things like this. So I just saw messages come through yesterday. Mm-hmm. I wasn't in the building, and all I saw was someone's been stabbed, and I was like, oh, fuck.
That's not how you tell the story. You've already revealed the whole story.
Someone was stabbed.
It was.
And you guys were there.
Well, this is the thing. I get very protective of how I tell my – like when I have a good story.
Yeah.
Even when I was thinking about yesterday when it all happened and Dill talking about it.
You mean, like, when some serious thing is going on, you're thinking about – podcast, how will I tell not even, this?
Yeah, just in beat general. By beat. Just in general, like if Breeze, I don't know if you get like this with Amy.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you hear someone close to you telling a story and they're not doing it the exact same narrative, you're like, no, you fucked it.
No, you know what? I think it's you and I.
Yeah.
I think it's what we do every day and we're highly critical of the people close to us because we feel like they're extensions of us and, you know, we want them to be the best storytellers. I sometimes go out of the room. Yeah. Well, Amy's telling a story nowadays.
Yeah, just walking.
Well, I'm just like, I can't. I don't want to pick her up on things.
So 3D Dill, from your perspective, even though Tommy sort of fucked the story for you.
No, I just told you I just said the main thing.
I just told you the line of the
thing,
like,
about
the joke,
storytelling. I've always, it's something I tried. Like, I always was so sort of.
Very loud today.
Yeah, thanks. Bringing a lot of energy to the show. I remember being in Shepparton and I was like, you have this way you're going to tell a story, you know exactly. And like the big punchline isn't always, like the punchline of a knife going in isn't always the point of the story.
Do you want to tell the whole story? You mean the stabbing, the knife going in? Let's 3D Dill, can you describe, because I like to really paint the whole picture. Can you paint the picture of what happened yesterday after yesterday's show?
Yeah. So Josh and I were walking back from getting coffee, and it was a beautiful day yesterday.
Oh fuck!
This is great.
Birds? Do you hear any birds? Or
yeah, a few birds.
I'd be apprehensive.
Bright sunny skies, and then all of a sudden, like Josh, I was talking to Josh about something, and then Josh puts his hand out and he points across the road, and there's this white car that has kind of swerved into the curb lane.
Ooh.
And some guy is like half out of the car in the back left passenger door and then like tumbles onto the road into the gutter lane. And at first I thought he had been hit by the car, like he was trying to cross the street and then the car had kind of clipped him at the front.
Which I saw him actually roll out. So they were going about 50 Ks an hour.
That's fast.
And he just like rolled out. Yeah. So you hear the skidding of the as he sort of like his back and stuff is hitting the road.
Oh.
Yeah, that was disturbing. Like actually hearing his body on the asphalt. Mm. And then he gets up and he's holding his right leg, and he's kind of like staggering onto the sidewalk to get out of the road. And
can I do the reenactment of what he said?
Yeah, go for it.
I've been fucking stabbed. I've been fucking stabbed.
More than once, or did you say it once?
I think it was felt like more than once.
He said it a few times. It looked like he was pointing and yelling at someone down the road.
Mm. What did he look like? What kind of clothes did he look like? He was
black jeans, black t-shirt, shaved / balding head.
Are you referring to Josh?
does have that. I'd like to think my jeans is more dark blue. But the
what do you think in that moment? What do you?
So straight away, the annoying thing is the car had left the scene by the time he pointed out that he was stabbed, and so we didn't get the full. Like I didn't get a registration number or anything.
Well, because he's like, "What the fuck's going on?" What, when he says stabbed, what can you physically see on his body? Stab wounds.
He pulled up his pants.
Oh, how close did you get to him?
So we were just across the road, but it was close. Do you think?
Yeah, it's not a wide road. Yeah. But he kind of ripped open his jeans around his shin, and you could tell that there were scrapes on his leg from the asphalt.
Yeah.
But then up more to the middle inner thigh, there's like this, it wasn't huge by any means, but you could tell that there was blood coming from
this
wound.
The first thought around this area is be careful of going near someone who's bleeding. Like it's a real consideration.
What do you mean?
Heroin addicts.
What?
HIV. A lot of them have, it's big, and that's why it's like, are you going to choose to resuscitate somebody? It's a decision you make. You either do or you don't.
Why call 000?
Oh, that's the good thing to do. And you are the guy that would do that.
Yeah, and I was very, do you think I was quick? How would you?
You were talking on the phone before I even understood what was happening already. I'm just listening to this guy saying, I've been stabbed. And I'm like, has he really been stabbed? Or did he
want you to help him?
So there was a guy in like a blazer, like an older dude who had like a lanyard on, who looked like he worked in a building close by, who was going over to him.
Yes.
And so because I saw that, I was across the road near Charles Street, which is just up from Lennox on Victoria Street. And so I just called 000 straight away. Mm. The question is, police, fire or ambulance, what would you say?
Ambulance.
Okay.
Bloke's been stabbed.
I fucked up.
I mean, police have the equipment. They have first aid equipment, but they're not going to say,
someone getting stabbed, my initial response was like a police. And
why?
So I did. I think part of it is because they can also get the ambulance.
Well, they can, but you'd actually probably be better off calling the fire brigade because they're the ones that go to people who've had heart attacks and stuff. Like if there's no one in the area.
I think that's bad advice. Can we all agree that calling the fireys is a bad advice? It's
like you call one number.
I think police is, because the thing is I heard a guy say, oh, he needs an ambulance.
Yeah.
The thing is, there was other people on the phones and all that sort of thing.
Yeah. You're never the first. There's all like...
Yes. I reckon I was the first though.
You reckon?
I'd say you were the first because everyone who was on the other side of the road...
Was dealing with him as well.
Was dealing with him and just looked confused. Yeah. Like no one really knew whether this guy was telling the truth. Yeah. He could have been drugged out on something.
But the fact that he fell out of a car going 50 k's an hour I'm being fucking stabbed was enough to be like, oh, like this is serious. So anyway, we were walking up Victoria Street going back to our office. And as I looked at the call, it went for 3 minutes with 000. And I said to fucking Siri, for some reason, Siri is just, I don't know if I'm leaning. I think I'm leaning or whatever, but she just keeps fucking annoying me. Anyway, so we had that call. And so I said, what did I say after all the call happened? What did I say to you?
You said something along the lines of like, you kept looking back over your shoulder at the guy who had finally kind of settled down sitting against a building and there were people.
Was he losing consciousness?
No, he was still kind of yelling and we could hear the sirens coming from up the street.
Well, they said, we've also notified the ambulance.
Yeah.
Josh was kind of like, should we go back? Should we go back? And I saw something on the road that could have been from the car. So I wanted to go back more or less just to see what was going on. And then Josh said something along the lines of like, yeah, we probably should go back and just check it out.
Well, initially, because I was like,
Think you'd just done your duty, calling the cops and then you're out of there?
Absolutely. Well, I was thinking, like, to be honest, I was like, taking a leaf out of your book.
What's that?
You were you criticized me last time of sort of being on Eyewitness News when there was a ram raid. And so I was like, on Victoria Street, do I want to be the guy who's chatting to the cops? And so yeah. My first response was, they even said 000. I said, do you want to leave your details? And I said, no, that's fine. Thanks.
Oh, there you go.
And so I finished that. But then, yeah, walking up the street, then we heard all the sirens. And then we went and we saw four cop cars arrive. Ambulance arrive, and Dill saw the bright green thing that was on the ground right near where the car had done all their things.
So what was it?
It was a lighter.
And did it come from the car?
That's what we think.
We don't know for sure. But the good thing is, my favorite character within any sort of police scene that I've been involved in, there's always a police officer. I call them the keen cop. They're fairly junior, but they fucking get a bit. They're a bit ADD.
Yeah, yeah.
The teachers have said, being a police officer would be a good role for you. You know, your energy and all that sort of thing. And so we'd said to him, there's something on the ground there. We think it came out of the car. And he's straight away like, oh, it's come from the car. It's like we need to get some photos and we need to bag it up. And then the senior
saying that.
Yeah. And the senior.
He's watched too many movies.
Yeah, didn't he say that?
Yeah, he was being real enthusiastic about it.
Yeah, and then so the senior officer said, what is it? He goes, oh, it's a lighter. And he's like, okay. He said, oh, we should bag it up, shouldn't we? He's like, no, just a photo's fine. Anyway, so that happened. And then they separated Dill and I so we could give our witness things.
How far away did they separate you?
Not very far. It was a poor effort.
Yeah, we were about like 20 feet away. I think it was just so that...
Meters, please.
Yeah, like my story didn't influence his story and yeah, vice
they
versa
do this
kind of a thing.
You missed that.
We got
how many meters do you reckon 20 feet is?
4, 8, 12, 16, 5 meters.
Yeah.
4 or 5 meters.
Yeah.
They do that. They separate you. When we were in this abandoned building...
I thought you said in a band. Like when we
never
when
in,
the
a band.
Fuck were you in a band.
Never been in a band. When we got caught in this abandoned building... We fudged this story. They separated us and tried to fucking get it out of us. Yeah. But we were rock solid.
But the thing was, it didn't end there. The drama continued.
Yeah.
Because as 3D Dill is telling the guy, the police officer, what happened, I had in my head that it was a VW white sort of hatchback with a black number plate with white writing.
Nice car.
Yeah, and so I was like, I had that in my head and I said that over the phone on 000. I said, this is the car I think it was. And then I was like questioning. I'm like, I didn't really like take proper notice anyway.
Are cars your specialty? Like,
absolutely not.
Because you were very specific.
Yeah. Well,
which gives you the confidence, well, right? If you can be that specific, you're confident.
Well, the confidence was thrown later because 3D Deal said, I think it was a Toyota.
I thought it was an older, dirty Toyota car.
And I thought it was a shiny VW.
Very opposite.
Yeah, and so it's annoying, but I'm going to go based on my localisms of understanding the local car market over 3D Dill, who's just fucking got here. Anyway, so Dill's talking to the police officer, and then behind Dill is a white VW completely tinted so you can't see anything with a black and white number plate. And so I walk, I'm like, my heart starts racing. I go up to the cop and I say.
You weren't chatting to him at this point?
No, Dill was. And I've just come up and I actually, I probably scared the cop because I sort of went behind the cop. Did you see that? I was sort of like protecting myself because I thought that maybe that would fucking just throw some bullets or something out. Anyway.
Yeah, not.
And so I said, I think that's a car. And so he straight away turns, and this wasn't even hashtag the keen cop. This was another cop.
Yeah.
Turns around to the VW because it's sort of like bumper to bumper traffic because there's been a stabbing. And he's like, pull over, pull over.
God,
anyway,
yelling.
Yeah, yelling and had his arm out or whatever. And then like 3 seconds later, he's like, oh, it's just an old lady.
And she's the heroin matriarch of Abbotsford.
But she scared the fuck out of her, I reckon. Oh, yeah. But I stand by it could have been that car.
I mean, pretty stupid for the car to roll back through.
That's why I thought it was so outrageous. Yeah.
Or smart.
Not smart. Get away from the scene. You're not in Jason Bourne. It's not how it works.
Yeah. So any questions for 3D Dill or I about what happened?
Why didn't you actually get photos of the dude? Like you got photos of just cop cars
of
that you sent me.
Of the actual guy stabbed.
Yeah.
Poor taste?
No, but you were on the phone.
Like, I mean, I'd be sort of videoing what's happening.
No, I...
Like, do you think he was a sort of a hard done by guy? Oh, so that's him lying down. Did he look rough?
Yes.
He looked rough as guts.
Well, that's why I didn't like... we were keeping our distance because I just thought, like, it's also probably a good... that's going towards danger.
Yeah.
Someone saying, oh, I've been fucking stabbed and then going towards that, that seems probably irresponsible. Yeah.
Have I told you about this time I thought I was doing something right and I was in Shepparton having a coffee sitting on the main street. This is when I was working up there. And I just hear this and it sounded like a human hitting concrete.
Okay.
And I turn around and this large lady had just fallen straight back and was out cold.
Oh, no.
She'd had something happened to her. She wasn't old. She was a young woman, quite big though. And I'm thinking, what the fuck? What's happened here? And so a woman next to me ran inside, was like, oh, get help. And I went over to her and I'm thinking, oh, she's going to have a fit. I've got to roll her onto her side.
Yeah.
And so I
thought you were going to say she has a fit because it's Tommy from the radio that's about to resuscitate.
Hey, it's Tommy from Star. I'm here to help.
I rolled her over into like a, you know, like a coma position. So you're sort of on your side, you're safe from choking or anything. And I was like, I've got this. This is fucking, you know, I'd heard my brother done this to a guy with epilepsy and actually saved this dude's life who was choking. He was actually fitting. And then out comes this guy and he's like, he was inside. He was a paramedic. Paramedic.
It's annoying that we can't have one great snippet without you fucking up a word.
How about we have just letting me sink?
I am. Go on.
No, but you don't need to highlight it.
Paramedic.
I'm not fucking saving your life.
Okay, go. So there's a paramedic.
A paramedic runs out and he's like, no, roll her back onto her back. He was like, no, she could have a fucking back injury or something. So he was basically saying, don't do that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because she could have herniated her disc or whatever.
Maybe. Maybe
so she was fine?
Spinal cord.
I don't know. She got taken off in the ambulance. She came to after a while. And I saw
her.
She came to. She came back like to consciousness.
Ah, okay, came to.
Yeah, so she came to. And
I've never heard that before.
Never?
No.
Yeah, I don't know where to go with that.
It's good that she came to.
She came to and I didn't do the right thing.
Okay.
It wasn't right.
Any questions for 3D DLRI?
No, nothing other than you should have videoed it because we would have had
a bit of content.
Something
content.
To see. Yeah, does it scare you, 3D deal?
No, because I've like, you see all sorts of shit in Toronto with homeless people, and I've never witnessed a stabbing or a shooting, but I lived like a block away from where someone got shot.
Yeah,
live in a rough neighborhood back home for school, so it's nothing that I'm not used to.
Have you seen fights on the street? Like, is this something you've seen, Josh?
Yeah. I've seen that back home.
I haven't seen too much. Like, we saw someone kicking in someone else's head when we were at Commonwealth Bank.
Yeah, that was surreal because it was like
a lady kicking in a dude's head.
Yeah, that was bizarre. But I was once at a nightclub in the toilet at the urinal. And I'm just like looking at this guy's eye, mate. And then I just look back and there's another guy in there and they're just having you know, a bit of exchange of words. And then all of a sudden.
While they're weeing.
I was the only one weeing at that point, but they just start thumping each other's heads with their fists and then they're on the ground and I'm just like, oof, settle down, boys.
Did you say that?
Yeah, I was like fucking, whoa, chill. I didn't want to get in the middle of it, but I was like, they were just going for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd just leave it.
So if we were to deconstruct what happened or have a bit of sort of a retrospective or a post-mortem, I mean, he didn't die. But
well, we don't know.
Yeah. No, he's fine. I looked up an article and said he was in a stable condition.
Okay.
Anything that we could do differently?
Call the ambulance. I think any time there's an injury, it's ambulance. And they will send whatever. I'm sure a cop might come first. But isn't that – wouldn't like you could, is there fire
you
happening?
Want,
you call
you
a fire brigade. If there's a fight and there's people injured, you call the ambulance.
Do you? If there's a fight, if there is a – if there's violence.
Well, if there's a riot, but if there's a fight that has happened and there's people on the ground with shattered noses, you call the ambulance. They will call, like if you call and say to the ambulance, there's this. They'll get so police to come
as
well.
So isn't it the same?
Yeah, but I think it's the dude's suffering. You think the suffering can be helped by the ambulance.
Mm-hmm. As much but we as don't they, know if the person's going to come back and stab someone else or...
Yeah, true. I mean, it's very hard. We heard a guy down the end of the street who reported someone who had suffered a drug overdose and was dead. He called and it took 2 hours for anybody to come. So, I mean, he said he called multiple times and waved to, you know, the tick inspector people and tried to get them to do it.
I mean, what were they going to do?
Call in. They would have a direct line. So they're like there's like the security ticket inspector people. What are they called? Officers, the public, and you catch public transport.
PSOs.
PSO officers. They look like cops. So they have a direct line to the police because they're, you know.
So you're thinking if you see someone that looks like they're dead, you should call police first.
Well, just call 000.
That's what I did. Yeah. I think it all worked out well. Yeah.
You asked me to critique what you've done. But I think it's what
Bree says that I'm bad at feedback.
Of course you are. I've said that multiple times.
Mr. 97 asked him to watch a video that I made. He's like, "We got any other edits, any other bits that you could put in?" I was like, go fuck yourself.
And he had one of them. You literally spent like a few hours on this edit, putting all this effort into it. Yeah. And then I watch it. I was like,
Yeah, we're sensitive artists, Mason.
He also had one of those protein yogurt things. So he's at my desk going, "Oh, you got any?"
There's something I need some feedback on. Mm. And it's this fucking...
This key.
This. So I always looked at, like, I remember this kid's dad that I grew up with who had this massive key chain.
Yes, not good for the ignition.
Full of keys. Like, how many keys have I got in this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9... 10, 11, 2 buzzers and a squeegee.
2 buzzers and a squeegee.
Is this like too much? Is this like, I becoming that dad who's just,
This is the problem that I have as well. I don't think I've got my
what do you carry?
Keys on me. Just too many keys. But I'm in charge of the letterbox at home. Okay. So I have a letterbox key.
But do you think the PO box,
I've got a lot of delivery keys.
This is getting excessive. Postie. Do I need to have all these? Like,
no.
Yeah. Should I cut them? Should
what
I get
are they for?
Who's it for? What's it for?
Yeah.
A lock that's not on any door. Yeah, this is a safe that I don't use.
Yeah, there's definitely, you could at least cut it by half, you think.
My parents' place. I mean, I don't use it that often at mum and dad's place.
A key audit would be good.
I need. Last night I went for a walk and I wanted to get like an hour of walking in.
You called me?
Yeah, that actually sucked a lot of the time. That was 35 minutes.
I was at Officeworks, and the thing is that even when you're wearing AirPods, they still ask you if you're okay. Like, do you need a hand with anything? Couldn't cope. I'm trying to have a conversation with you. I've just got all these people in blue. It was like some form of test.
Yeah.
Like, and because the thing is that I'm really being aimless, I'm just like looking around at nothing. I'm like, do you need it? I'm just like, I just didn't know how
they
to respond.
They do have good customer service at Officeworks.
Did you get anything?
I didn't. Bree got some stuff. Okay. She got a sign that would be used to be able to put like an A4 piece of paper in. But 3D Dill loves Officeworks.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Good cool integration. Story, I think that's solid. No, he actually tell the Bic story.
So there's this brand of pens that you can't buy in Canada.
Bic?
Yeah. Well, no. we sell Bic pens in Canada. But there's ones that have a gold yellow barrel, which is just a yellowish plastic.
Yeah.
But you can't buy them in Canada. To order it through Amazon, it's like $10 per pen.
$10 per pen. So you go to Officeworks and what's there?
And there's these yellow Bic pens that are $6 for 12.
Are you thinking about buying and taking home and creating some little racket?
Yeah, I'm gonna buy them in bulk and then sell them to people individually for $8 each. So it's cheaper than
a dollar profit. Plus, you've had to come to Australia.
He was so pumped about it, though.
Yeah, I was really, really enthusiastic about it.
By big pens, the little things.
Yeah, the little.
So anyway, so that's what I was out and about Officeworks chatting to you.
Yeah, I was out walking, and I actually went for a walk because I wanted to get the exercise in, but I also wanted to see this sign on this door of a shop. And it's a kebab shop that's closed down. I've talked about this guy. He got done for drug dealing on the dark web.
Mm-hmm.
And
haven't we all?
Yeah, you know, it's just,
we haven't gotten caught yet.
Past times, he's in jail at the moment, but he owned the souvlaki shop, and I saw this sign on the door. Mm. He hasn't been paying his rent. Anyway, so check that.
It's hard. How do you put like? Hard to log into
when you own a business, he has multiple kebab shops.
Yeah.
And then he gets done for drug dealing. What happens to the kebab shops? Mm. You hope that the people working there still have a job. This is the problem with people doing fucking dodgy shit as well as running legit businesses. It totally affects everybody. Mm. It's a shit move, bro.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
You're a gronk.
If you're listening to this, if you're think about what you've done.
Absolute gronk. Anyway, poor people making great souvlakis. No longer. And so that was one of the things. But I was walking and I'm so annoyed because I took a shortcut. And I stepped in shit.
Yeah.
And it was so dark and I couldn't see anything. I was like, there's something under my foot. Wow. I'll just keep walking. Is it there? And then I looked down. I was like, fuck. But when was the last time you did that? When was the last time you stepped
I did
in
it.
Shit?
I'm pretty sure I did it when we were in Easy Street.
Really?
Yeah, it was so annoying. And like I go into a full rage.
What, because of the owner that has been absolute gronk?
I've literally been like, I've thought, you know what? Fuck this, I'm going to have a stakeout. We're working out.
Yeah.
There's always one fucking owner that does it a bunch of times.
It is the ultimate. That is the explanation of a gronk, a guy who sees his dog shitting and walks off.
Could we do something, some form of content around that where we did? I mean,
catching. Well, yeah. Where I live, I've got a gate that takes us out to the car park, and that's on a different street. So you enter from one street, but what you can also do is cut through to the park. So people that live in the back street, they cut through our fucking little bit and get. And there's a guy that does it with a dog. I've seen there's two people. One's got a Jack Russell. One's got like more of a staffy looking thing.
What do the owners look like?
Oh, just one guy's a bald dude. Seems nice.
Sounds like the guy, like the same description as the guy that got stabbed.
No, he's definitely not a junkie. But so this guy, I've honed it down to two people that it could be, but their dog's shitting in our walkthrough, which shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
So I've thought about the stakeout.
Could we
there.
Do? I'd be happy. Do they do it? How often?
Not often enough to know when it's happening. Once because every couple of weeks. And so this is the thing. You need cameras. You need this is like trying to get a photo of a cougar.
Mm. Well, why don't we try and get a sponsor of a camera security company?
We can get hunting cameras that flash when you can get security ones, but you can also get ones that are triggered. So,
but every time someone walks past,
yeah, there's this photo
catches them in a cage. That'd be funny if we could cage the dog.
It's probably illegal. But it should be illegal to let your dog shit everywhere. Yeah. Anyway, so I was so triggered with this shit on my foot. I just remember being at in the front garden of my house where I grew up, just with the tap on full blast, trying to fix this. And then I'd outsource it to my dad when I was a real young gronk. Yeah.
I think I've chucked
just
out.
Please,
shoes. I was chuck shoes out.
Anyway, I'm wearing them today, so I tried to make a stand. Because I fixed it.
Yeah.
I was like, this is, I'm cleaning up shit from my son. I can at least do this. Mm. I'd actually rather clean up shit from my son.
We could definitely set up a sting.
Yeah.
Because the types of security cameras that I've used previously, you can fast forward. So you can see the exact moment that something changes. So basically you would find the shit and then you would go back until the shit's gone and then you go forward and then you find when the shit's been left.
Yeah.
So I don't actually think that it's not like, oh, fuck, we've got to comb through hours of footage. We just need to find where the shit's there and then when it's gone and then find the middle bit.
If we could get some kind of deal with a camera company that could send us out, I think that's what we need to start seeing if we can capture some.
If we had a remote, I think it would be great to have a remote system. Like I could imagine almost like, because I said they're doing a bit of work at the moment. Dil, you would have seen it on the news with the tax on the road that people are leaving them.
Tax is in like
metal needle things.
Oh.
And the cyclists are fucking flipping over and stuff. And so they've set up remote CCTV to try and catch them.
Mm.
And I was thinking, I'm like, I reckon I could do a better job.
It's always like I've had some thoughts about how you could, it's like the devil on your shoulder. You've like, imagine if you did that. Imagine
you talk about the devil a lot.
Yeah, devil's in everyone. I think the people who are more sane are thinking, could think up greater ways to injure more people than the people who actually go and do the injuring. Mm. It's like, think about the terrorist attackers that fuck the bomb. It's like they're in such a state to be in that place in the first place that they fuck it.
Yeah.
It's like
one job.
You had one job, you idiot.
Yeah.
You had one chance.
Like, and that's so what you take away.
You don't want, you don't want sane people having the ideas and actually acting on them.
No,
it's the insane ones that actually lose perspective about everything.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a pretty dark note to throw it over to admin.
What's going on, 97? What's been the blowback from Mr. 97?
Yeah, we've had a bit of feedback on yesterday's episode.
Haven't we, mate?
So we got a message yesterday from Jake. Poor Mr. 97, you guys are way too rough on him. Give him space to find out what Mr. 97 is all about.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Have you had enough time? It's been 24 hours.
24 hours. No, not yet. We got another message in from Kathleen. Just listening to the podcast, guys. Poor Mr. 97, been absolutely grilled today. Sending you love.
Sending you love.
Is that an invitation for a date?
It sounds like it.
Or just support. Probably just support.
Probably
just
both. Support.
Either way, he wouldn't follow through with it even if it was.
Another message from Sean. You seem like a classy guy. You'll have a lot to offer someone when you're ready, fella. Which is
That's nice. Thanks, Sean.
It's nice.
Is that Tube Sean? Sean from England?
SH.
I think it might be. I don't know.
Anyway. Do you think these people are... mentioning, you know, they think they're reaching out because they genuinely feel that he needs.
No, they love the drama. I
love the drama.
We had legitimate feedback. Trev had a go at us as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Trev, you gronks need to do some business training. SMART goals are not a set, it's one thing.
Mm. Trev, we're the ones with a big media company.
And he said, so the SMART goal is Mr. 97 will contact a girl within 2 weeks to see if a second date is possible. Specific, he has a
So then we're breaking task. Down what SMART means. Mm. Specific.
Yeah, specific is he has a task.
Yep, the task is the date.
Yes. Measurable, it's a yes or no answer. Did it happen? Actionable, yes, Mr. 97 has options on how he goes about it.
Yeah.
Relevant, the task is to get a girl. This is directly relevant. Time bound, it's in the goal. Get your shit together.
I mean, I'll put this back on Trev. But I'm saying you've broken it down for us. You've done our biz dev for us, mate. Yeah.
Send the invoice through, Trev. You'll be interested. I did a poll.
Mm.
The question was, are we too tough on Mr. 97? The possible answers was yes or absolutely not. Yes at 49%. Oh. Absolutely not at 51%.
Yes.
So that's
absolutely
great.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's come in. No, I think it's...
What did you just say?
No, that's come in very last minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's good. I think I need to be pushed for me to get those sort of answers. So
yeah, okay.
You know, figuring out if it's... Yeah, where my anxieties lie and that sort of thing.
Mm.
It's needs to happen.
So is there any reflection from yesterday's show? He's done his arms again.
Yeah, he gets real. I mean, it's like a young teenager. Yeah. Detention.
Yeah, go
on. not really any ideas ready to articulate. Yeah. They're still forming.
Do you know what that that body language is actually what I would like to call match reports? Body language, which
match
at the
report.
footy, we had match reports every Sunday. I was like, yeah, it was a big game on Saturday, 6:10:43 to Endeavour Hills, 9:07:48. Best on ground, Josh, killed it in the back line. Good on you, mate. And then everyone claps and you get a...
I mean, it's his tell. I mean, is there... Do you think you could throw people... It. Oh, yeah, because I'm copying. But I mean, sometimes you could just be... bit cold and you want to close up.
Well, Conspiracy Jimmy said when people are touching their neck, they're uncomfortable. It's sort of a...
Well, it's protection from your neck.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
What, a savage beast has come at your throat?
Yeah, that's what it is, because you protect all your vulnerables.
I feel like, so is that a Joe Rogan thing? Is that where you got that from? Where is that?
Primal. I don't know, I just read it somewhere.
He just felt it. Okay. Came to him.
Mm-hmm. It's a daily talk show. Thanks all for the Apple Podcast reviews too.
Yeah, keep them coming.
Yeah, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. that could also be described as Apple iTunes. They've got a bit of a branding issue.
Do they?
Yeah, it's fine.
Mate, they've rejigged it. It's all over the shop.
But and also YouTube, youtube.com/The Daily Talk Show. People have been enjoying watching 3D Dill trying out Australian foods, the ultimate Australian taste test.
Oh, I've got to say, I just looked in the fridge here. There's a meat pie. Have you not seen it? The 4 and 20 meat pie?
As in, did you buy that?
Yeah, I bought that last night.
So you're going to put it in the microwave?
I'm going to have that in like 10 minutes.
Really?
A bit early.
Soggy pie. His first soggy pie.
Yeah, it's a Daily Talk Show. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.